Chapter 43. Ron found Don Breckenwald in his classroom on his prep period. He was a third-year history teacher who also coached soccer. Being in the social studies department and coaching were synonymous. Oak Mountain's program was not a big or particularly successful soccer program, and changes were coming. Don was an assistant coach, and this was his tenure year. Their relationship had been cordial, but had changed. When Don was in his first year, Ron Tuck was in charge of the English department. He and the principal had implemented a change of curriculum that was radical. It was followed by a change in schedule that was also considered radical. Since it was Don's first year, anything would have been new to him. The advantage that he had was that it was different for everyone. Don's contract was an easy renewal decision. The second year had changed everything. Adele Becker retired. Tuck became the vice principal and was no longer involved. Sure, Ron had been on the team of developers that had been there its first 3 years, but then he just left and became the vice principal. He had done that the same year that Adele Becker retired. The teaching and program were confused at best. They relied on interdepartmental communication, which was now led by Margaret Filko. "Can I have a few minutes, Don?" said Ron, opening the closed classroom door. Don nodded. He was a bit embarrassed by having his coffee and a roll in the class, where beverages and food were not allowed. Ron closed the door in back of him. "What went on with Ted Balvaney? Did she really write something up?" Don shut his eyes and was genuinely contrite. "The kid is a hothead, but he's really not a bad kid. He's under a lot of pressure." "Tell me what you mean, Don." Ron really needed to hear this. He needed to trust Don to be straight with him, and he wasn't sure he could do that yet. "I have him in class. He's an average student who desperately wants to excel, but hasn't gotten the hang of how to do it. He learns facts. He rejects the thinking skills curriculum. He is not a student who is flourishing in your Project Oak." "Did you have a physical encounter with him?" said Ron. "Not a real encounter," said Don. "It really wasn't. I need you to explain. It was written up as a fight." Don was clearly uncomfortable. "He pushed off of me. We were standing close, and the discussion was about his grades. He put his hands on my chest and shoved me back. That was it. He apologized. It should not have been written up." "Yeah, I agree. It should not have, unless you wanted it written up." "Look, Ron, she's my immediate supervisor. I'm up for tenure at the end of this year. There is nothing I'm going to do except agree with her description." "I do understand. Anything else got you concerned over this kid? Do you think that he might go off on another student? Just shove him or her?"
"I don't know, Dr. Tuck. I'm really not in a position to say."
Ron nodded, thanked Don for his time. Ron sat in his office, wishing he could talk to Adele Becker. She would understand the situation intuitively from the broad strokes. She had seen it before. Ron knew that when he went in to see Muriel Browser. She was going to expect a strategy. He could not see what was best, and it occurred to him that without the assembly of a team that seeks to solve problems with a greater degree of experience and knowledge, it was just his call. But maybe there was someone who could really give him a different perspective. He put in a call to Carl Palimnik.
They butted heads all the time, but this was a place where Ron felt they could find agreement. Carl was familiar with the drug test. The entire school was familiar with the drug test. Ron actually thought that it might become an article in the local newspaper, as Mr. Volvaney had railed about it at the last Board of Education meeting. He had been told that this was a student privacy issue, and that it could not and would not be discussed in this forum. "Carl, I'm not sure what the best interests of the kid are here," said Ron.
"Well, the parents are surely a pain in the ass, and yeah, it does look like he was not a favorite of Margaret's. But the kid laid hands on a teacher. You have no choice."
"Even if the teacher himself doesn't support it?" Ron could not get past that part.
"Bringing that up only places that teacher in a very uncomfortable situation. But hey, you have to do it the way you think is best."
It was good advice.